Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cully Rickard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Jarvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Basinski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Gustine moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lamarno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz takes first base on ball four. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Basinski. Baumholtz scores. Adams moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Hatton moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is walked intentionally. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatton scores. Gallen scores. Lamarno moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Reds. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams misplays the ball. That's an error on Adams. Jarvis moves to second. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Greenberg picks up the ball and throws it to Jarvis, who tags the runner out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Basinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno strikes out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. Usher hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Colly Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Basinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hatton moves to third. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine juggles the ball. That's an error on Gustine. Hatton scores. Gallen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Reds. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 2 in the game. Usher hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-2 in the game. Rickard hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-2 in the game. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Baumholtz bunts towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Walters moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams is hit by the pitch. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Basinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aljonfrido pinch hits for Rip Sewell. Aljonfrido is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jonfrido hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Lamarno hits a line drive towards first. Greenberg reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0-for-3 in the game. Usher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Miller reaches second base with a double. Usher goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Reds. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Usher, who is chasing the ball. Russell reaches third base with a triple. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg is hit by the pitch. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-3 in the game. Rickard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a line drive towards short. Cox catches it and throws to first to double up Adams. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Basinski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Usher. Basinski reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Basinski moves to third. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-4 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.